Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday. Boy, oh boy, I guess it must be March 1st already. My calendar says it's February 28th, but, you know, I looked somewhere today and they said it was March 1st. Well, in any case, it's Wednesday. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you about as live as I'm ever going to get, coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press, and also the headquarters of lots of corrupt members of Congress, plus a few not so corrupt members of Congress. I'll tell you what, folks, I actually have a nationwide, maybe even international scoop here for you. Now, you've all heard that Senator John Kerry, who was, as you recall, the person who George W. Bush, for better or worse, stole the 2004 presidential election from. John Kerry was, of course, unanointed in that election. And the word was, at least the public word was, that John Kerry was not going to be running for president in 2008. But, folks, John Kerry's people have been scouting around Washington, D.C. for the headquarters of an exploratory committee for a 2008 presidential campaign for John Kerry. So, evidently, John Kerry was lying when he said a few weeks ago that he wasn't running for president, or else he's since changed his mind, but he hasn't officially announced that. But the reason why I know that is because his operatives were snooping around an office very, very close to the office of good old American Free Press. But here's the kicker, folks. The reason why they decided not to opt for an office near American Free Press was not because American Free Press was there, but because they didn't consider the particular location fancy enough or dignified enough. They kind of thought it was a little lowbrow. So for any of you out there who believe this nonsense coming from Queen Esther Hufschmidt and her royal consort, Christopher Boleyn, that we somehow have fancy offices at American Free Press, let's put it this way, not fancy enough for John Kerry. Well, that's the story on that. I don't know. I can't tell you for certain what is going on there with that campaign, but I know they were searching out an office for an exploratory campaign. Another interesting little item that is in the news, Angelina Jolie, that is the actress, rather good-looking actress, she apparently is a candidate for membership, not in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences or anything like that. She is on the short list to join the Council on Foreign Relations. She has been nominated, and she's already a UN Goodwill Ambassador. Evidently, she is considered such a political force in and of herself because of her political activities that she's considered worthy of membership in the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I find that very, very amusing because, as I have mentioned on this program, Angelina Jolie's great uncle, that is the uncle of her father, actor John Voight, was the late Joseph P. Camp, an old colleague of mine from the spotlight. Joe Camp was the dean of the American Anti-Communists, one of the earliest critics of the United Nations, one of the earliest critics of the Council on Foreign Relations. And now, lo and behold, his grandniece, Angelina Jolie, may become a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Isn't that interesting, folks? I wonder if they're grooming Angelina Jolie to run for public office. I do know I haven't been invited to join the Council on Foreign Relations. If they ask me, well, they're not going to ask me, so I'm not even going to ponder what I'd have to do if they did ask me. Well, we got a break coming up here, folks. When we come back, a few other news notes. And I'm going to tell you about a product that you need badly. Stay tuned.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, folks, my sponsor on this program is Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It's really designed for people who've had, you know, ongoing problems with headaches on a regular basis. I fortunately seldom get them. But you know what? Last night, well, after I'd done this program, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had a pounding headache. I hadn't been feeling well for the last couple of days, and I've been under a lot of stress, very busy as well. So the combination of things, ultimately, you know, it's almost inevitable you're going to get a headache. Well, I woke up with a pounding headache, a hell of a headache, folks. And, you know, I said to myself, every night of the week when I'm doing my program, I tell my audience to take Headache Stay Gone because it works, because I know that it works. And you know what? I got up and I went out to the kitchen and I got some Headache Stay Gone. I popped three capsules in my mouth and drank a nice big glass of water. And, you know, I laid down and that headache, folks, went away real fast. And I got a good night's sleep afterward, folks. So Headache Stay Gone does work, and it's proving to work for people who have consistent problems with headaches, and you need to check it out. That number, the toll-free number to get in touch with Headache Stay Gone is 800-327-0727, or check it out on the Internet at headachestaygone.com. Well, I got a headache today when I read the editorial in the Washington Post. I didn't really get a headache, folks. I'm being rhetorical here. Washington Post is all upset because Egypt's president President Hosni Mubarak is showing zero tolerance for a secular democratic dissenter. I talked about this on this program last week, folks. A young gentleman who had as a blog was sentenced to 4 years in prison last week in Egypt on charges of religious incitement, disrupting public order, and insulting the president. Well, the Washington Post thinks that's horrible, and they say that the United States should punish Egypt by cutting off its foreign aid. They suggesting that maybe that's a way to do it, folks. They talk about all these American subsidies, $2 billion a year. Well, folks, the Washington Post didn't say this about the people who have been sent to jail on charges of Holocaust denial or harming the feelings of the dead or whatever these insane laws are. They vary from country to country, from Canada to Austria to Germany to Italy. You know, these insane hate-type laws that are in force that all vary to some extent. No, but a Washington Post doesn't get upset about that. Isn't that interesting, folks? Isn't that interesting? You can go to jail. You can go to jail for denying the Holocaust, as they call it. You know, that's okay, but for charges of religious incitement, disrupting public order, and insulting the president, you can go to jail also in Egypt, but that offends the Washington Post. Got an interesting email from one of our listeners, apparently, or talking about hate laws. He says, very interesting email, he says, on the face of it, hate laws are absurd. Should a murderer deserve a much harsher punishment if he killed in hate than one who kills for money? Essentially saying, nothing personal, fellas, just doing my job, or one who kills for fun, one who loves to see people scream as he kills them slowly. That's not hate. He says, are there love crimes, and should they be exonerated? Yeah, these hate crimes laws, folks. Ted Pike is doing a wonderful job trying to alert people to what's really going on. So do check out his website at truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org. We had Ted on the program here a couple weeks ago, and I want to get him back very soon because apparently there's some new intrigue regarding new hate crimes legislation above and beyond the hate crimes legislation that we talked about recently. So we're going to have to get Ted on here and get you the details. Well, I had a very interesting conversation this afternoon on the telephone with a German-American gentleman. He was born in Germany, came to the United States many years ago, and passed on a very interesting story. At one point, back in the late 1950s, early 1950s, I should say, he was visiting in Vienna, Austria, and there were these large block of apartment buildings, fully occupied, but they were rather crumbling apartment buildings. And this German gentleman said to his friend in Vienna, why doesn't the landlord renovate these buildings? And the landlord said, well, because of rent control laws. He said, the people who are living in these apartments have largely, most of them, are tenants who were there prior to the war, that is World War II, and because of the rent control laws that exist in Vienna, the rent can't be raised. Well, here's what makes this rent control story very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. That is the fact that it turns out that most of the people living in these particular apartments in this large apartment building were Jewish citizens of Austria, Jewish women and children who had been living in those apartments prior to the beginning of World War II, and they remained in residence in those apartments during the war and after the war. My German friend's associates in Vienna advised him that while the male heads of those households had been relocated to concentration camps in Europe, and many of them had died during the war, as millions upon millions of people did die during the war, their wives and children, their Jewish wives and their Jewish children, remained living freely and safely in those apartments in Vienna, the capital of Austria, the home country of Adolf Hitler, the man who is said to have deliberately planned to exterminate all the Jews of Europe. And yet, for some reason, in Vienna, Austria, there's at least one large block of apartment buildings that was largely occupied by Jewish residents who remained outside the concentration camps in their own homes, in their own apartments. Folks, little details like that raise serious questions about the official story of the Holocaust. And yet, if I were to relate that story standing in the streets of Vienna or in the streets of streets anywhere in Austria or Germany or Italy, I could go to jail for telling you that story. I would be accused of denying the Holocaust. Now, consider that, folks. That's a very interesting story. All these Jewish women and children remained safe in their beloved homes in this apartment building all throughout World War II. They were not taken away by the Gestapo. They were not taken away by the Nazis. They were not sent to concentration camps. They were not part of a deliberate extermination program. And the official story, as I've always heard it, is that the weakest were the first to go, women and children. Well, why didn't the Nazis take them away and exterminate them if the Nazis had a deliberate extermination plan? Why then also, folks, did the Jewish hospital in Berlin, the capital of the Third Reich, why did those people continue, elderly and infirm Jewish people who could not work, who were not shipped away to concentration camps, why did those people remain in that hospital in Berlin if the Germans were so determined to exterminate the Jewish people, particularly those who were unable to work? Why then did they allow a hospital full of Jewish people to remain in Germany, in the capital city, unmolested? I mean, you know, if there's someone out there who wants to argue that point, I'd be glad to have you call in here and tell me why I'm wrong and tell me why that proves I'm a Holocaust denier. But see, the problem is with this story of the Holocaust, folks, is that these little anecdotes. I know some of you out there don't like my anecdotes. Well, to hell with you. I think the anecdotes tie it all together. I think the anecdotes demonstrate when put together, that there is a much bigger picture in not just this issue of the Holocaust, but on so many, many other issues. Well, you know, this website over here that's associated with Alex Jones recently had a story saying that Lyndon Johnson had JFK killed, and the book by Scott McConnell, George Bush's, the book by the father of Scott McConnell, George Bush's former press secretary, proves that Lyndon Johnson was behind it. And, of course, that book also says that Lee Harvey Oswald was one of the assassins and so forth. Well, you know, I finally got a copy of the chapter from E. Howard Hunt's book, American Spy, the chapter in the assassination of President Kennedy. And the amazing thing, folks, is that the Jones website really misinterpreted. It took the comments even by E. Howard Hunt out of context, made it sound as though Hunt was absolutely affirming that somehow he believed that Lyndon Johnson was indeed behind the assassination. They took like about one or two paragraphs out of the, good Lord, I don't know how many pages. Starts on page 126 and ends on 147. It's quite a bit of material about the Kennedy assassination. But of course, absolving the CIA, just as the book by I said Scott McConnell, folks, forgive me, it's Scott McClellan. So I would suggest Mr. Jones and his associates reread that chapter in the book American Spy by E. Howard Hunt, and maybe issue a correction. Now, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to a break. When we come back, a few more comments, and then at the turn of the half hour, we'll go to your phone calls if you want to call in. Number is 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All our times have come.
All right, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say, welcome back, I hope. But welcome aboard, if any of you have just tuned in. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, well, just looking at an advertisement that appeared in, I'm not sure what magazine, Weekly Standard. This is about Jimmy Carter. The title of it, it's from the Facts and Logic about the Middle East. It happens to be, as you'll quickly guess, a pro-Israel organization. It says, you deserve a factual look at Jimmy Carter, Israel, and the Jews. Is our former president ignorant, malevolent, or both? And it concludes, after going on and on and on at some length, it says, Mr. Carter was certainly one of our most ineffective presidents, comparable perhaps to Fillmore, Polk, or Harding. But he was probably one of the most intelligent. It is therefore not likely that the lies, misstatements, and omissions in his book are the result of ignorance. They must be the result, therefore, of malevolence against Israel and against the Jews. Kind of has a rhythm to it. Somebody should set that to music. Mark Glenn, who writes for American Free Press and who's been a guest in this program, is a bit of a musician, too, folks. A lot of you probably weren't aware of that, but... I'm going to send these lyrics to Mark and have him put it to music. I think maybe we could have some fun with that. Folks, we've talked in this program about the DiGuello gang. Mentioned them earlier, Queen Esther Hufschmidt. I mean, Eric Hufschmidt, Queen Esther and her royal consort, her eunuch. Christopher Balin, also known as Balloon. Well, you know, they're always talking about sex, and it just kind of reminded me. I was reading about the FBI's COINTEL program back in the 1960s, trying to disrupt a wide variety of organizations, black organizations, white racist organizations, if you want to call them that, groups such as the Ku Klux Klan, et cetera. And this is the kind of letters that the FBI were trying to get people to write to the wife of a Ku Klux Klansman. Listen to this, folks. I'm going to read it to you. "I write this letter to you only after a long period of praying to God. I must cleanse my soul of these thoughts. I certainly do not want to create problems inside a family, but I owe my duty to the Klans and its principles, as well as to my own menfolk who have cast their divine lot with the Klans. Your husband has been committing the greatest of the sins of our Lord for many years. He has taken the flesh of another unto himself. Yes, Mrs. So-and-so, your husband has been committing adultery. My menfolk say they don't believe this, but I think that they do. I feel like crying. I saw her with my own eyes. They call her Ruby. Her last name is something like, and then it's deleted. I know this. I saw her strut around at a Klan rally with her lust-filled eyes and smart-aleck figure." The letter goes on and on and on. You know, it says, "I pray for you and your beautiful little children, and only wish I could tell you who I am. I will soon, but I'm afraid my own men would be harmed if I do." And this letter that was supposed to be sent to the wife of another Ku Klux Klan member was signed by a God-fearing Klan's woman. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. This is the same kind of tactics that the great Queen of Zionism, Queen Esther Hufschmidt, and her royal consort, her eunuch, Christopher Balin, and their little follower, their little worshiper, Daryl Bradford Smith. This is the kind of tactics they use. So it's kind of interesting that these kind of tactics have been used forever and ever and ever. Isn't it amazing, folks? You know, the more things change, the more they may remain the same when you find these troublemakers trying to destroy the legitimate nationalists and patriots by throwing out bombs and bombshells, attacking people like Eustace Mullins, and then laughing about it with great delight. These coprophiliacs, should have their faces rubbed in the filth that they love so much. Good Lord. Speaking of filth, turns out that there is going to be a new book released very shortly, which essentially confirms what a lot of critics of the Talmud have been saying for a long, long time. Professor from Princeton University apparently has been the Princeton University Press is issuing the book, and they say it's going to be very controversial, and it basically demonstrates that the Talmud does indeed say a lot of nasty things about Jesus Christ. And this, of course, is something that the Anti-Defamation League, even on their website, has been saying. Oh, people who criticize the Talmud, take it out of context. These things don't really refer to Jesus Christ, et cetera, et cetera. Not quite the case at all. The book is coming out in March. It's written by Professor Peter Schaefer. The title is Jesus in the Talmud. I read about this in the newsletter of Michael A. Hoffman II, a good man. Check out his website at revisionisthistory.org. Revisionisthistory.org. Mike Hoffman, Michael A. Hoffman II, is one of those people I keep saying I'm going to have on the program. And, you know, eventually I am going to have him on the program. But, yes, he has a good newsletter here, and you can get a lot of very good information from him. And, in fact, Michael Hoffman II is one of those people that Queen Esther Hufschmidt says is a Zionist. Okay, folks, when we come back, we are going directly to the calls. Be patient. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have quite a few callers lined up here. I'm going to go first to, let's see, we got Dan in California. Dan, come on up.
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, first of all, I'm an old man, and I was in this fight way back in the 60s and 70s, and I'd like to thank you for all your good work and all the good books. I've read all your books.
All right, appreciate it.
But anyway, when I was back fighting in my younger days against Meyer Kahane and the other guy that they threw off the county jail there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Mossad threw him off. But anyway, I used to call every night, and they used to call me Daniel the Nazi, you know.
Okay.
But anyway, I'd call in regularly and get insulted. But one night, he said to me, it was KABC, he said, would you dare go on for 5 hours and defend your thoughts on the Holocaust? I said, sure, I'd be glad to. So he kept me on for 5 hours one night, and I'm bragging a little bit, but I destroyed them. None of them would deal with my facts. They just insulted me and called me a Klansman and they're going to beat me up and this sort of nonsense, you know. So anyway, after the end of the show, he said, Daniel, you're very clever. He said, I said, no, I'm not clever. I just have the truth on my side. So he said, will you dare call in here Monday night because we have a Holocaust victim on, and he was there. I said, sure. And I said, who is he? And he says, Mel Mermelstein. So I said, sure, I'll be glad to call in. So I called in, and I was polite, and I said, Mr. Mermelstein, I said, if I'm wrong, I'll apologize to you, you know. And I'm not a Nazi, I'm Irish-American, but I like the truth. So I said, can we go over your facts? You talked to Mr. Bream here on KABC, and you said you were picked up in Hungary. You were 17 years old. They took you to Auschwitz. The Russians were coming in. So the Germans spared 300 soldiers and marched all of you Jews from Auschwitz to Buchenwald, which is in Germany. And I said, if they're going to kill you, why didn't they just beat your heads in with rifle butts or bayonet you, you know? There'd be 300 more Germans to hold off the Russians. He says to me, Daniel, he said, the Germans are peculiar people. He said, they wanted to gas us. And I said, okay, they took you to Buchenwald to gas you? And I said, even Lucy Davidowitz, who at that time was the prime Jewish propagandist.
She was kind of the forerunner to Deborah Lipstadt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she said there was no gas chambers in Germany whatsoever. So anyway, he says he's in Buchenwald. And I said, you were there from January 1945 to April 1945? He says, correct. And I said, well, Mr. Mermelstein, who was the commandant then? He says, Herr Kosch. I said, oh, really? I said, is that the same Herr Kosch that was married to Elsa Kosch, the bitch of Buchenwald, with the long three-quarters leather coat? He says, exactly. And I said, well, how did you know these people? He said, well, I cleaned her quarters. I said, oh, you cleaned Elsa Kosch's quarters. Of course, you know I've got them in a trap now.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't. So I'm going to bleed them good. And I said to Mr. Bream, I said, I hope you have 360,000 people listening tonight because the truth is being exposed. And he didn't even know what I was talking about. He's so ignorant. So anyway, I said, did you ever see the bars of soap, Mel? He says, yeah, every night Elsa Kosch would say to me, go get me a Jew, I want to take a bath. And I said, how about the lampshades? Did you ever see the lampshades? And she'd say to him, she'd say, yeah, you're going to be a lampshade before the war's over. So anyway, long story short, I said, did you see her put the German shepherd dogs? He said, yeah, she sig them on the inmates all the time. So again, I said, Mr. Bream, I hope you have a big audience, because you just heard it, and it's on tape, that the British rescued him. He was in Buchenwald from January 1945 to April 1945, correct? And they agreed. And he said, Herr Kosch, and he cleaned Elsa Kosch's quarters. Well, Herr Kosch was arrested by the Gestapo, him and his wife Elsa Kosch, in 1943. He was executed for fraud, stealing money, and she got 15 years in a German prison. Yet this guy saw them both 2 years later, and...
This is the problem, that largely what has happened over the years is that many people have told stories that some of them truly believe that they've heard from other people.
Exactly.
And then told these stories themselves, and then other people have picked up on them. It's just like your old-fashioned urban legends, where people all over the country have told the story of picking up someone in their car who was hitchhiking, and it turned out later this person was an axe murderer who had escaped from a mental institution, things like this.
Exactly.
I mean, I had two different people, two absolutely normal, sane people, tell me stories of how their respective aunts had encountered Lionel Richie in an elevator with his two big dogs in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these two people who I know and respect, and one of them is actually the wife of a very famous man. I would embarrass the hell out of both her and her husband if I told who she was, and she told me this story. This is what has happened with the Holocaust.
Well, most
then,
people
then are... you have people who are just telling straight-out lies.
Well, he's lying. He's obviously
exactly.
These people were already dead and in prison when he said he saw them and cleaned their quarters.
Exactly.
Now, and Mel Mermelstein, because you wrote Best Witness, you know what a liar he is.
Yeah, Mr. Mermelstein does play fast and loose with the truth. There's no question about that.
But anyway, what I got, I met a Judas goat, too, because at that time I thought what I did was very profound, and I called the Institute for Historical Review before the Mossad burned it to the ground, and I said to Marcellus, I got a hold of a guy named Marcellus.
Yes, Tom Marcellus,
And I said, why don't you interview me and write this up? This is profound. This guy's a filthy liar. And he's one of the biggest Holocaust heroes, or whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And he said to me he didn't think it was that important. And then I found out later he was one of the instigators that brought
well,
that.
Well, I can tell you that would have been very, very important had, actually it would have probably been important in the first trial that we had against Mel Mermelstein with Liberty Lobby and the Institute for Historical Review. And it certainly, if the second case had gone to trial, that would have been very, very relevant. And I appreciate you calling that in, Dan. That's very, very interesting. Here, when I was told that Dan from California wanted to talk about the Holocaust, I thought you were going to call me a Holocaust denier.
Oh, no. I'm a Holocaust debunker.
Okay.
Really, and I've been on many, many shows, and all you do is get insulted, but I just listen to their nonsense. But most people are so stupid. I mean, they had a thing on TV the other night about Theranstadt, where it showed them actually doing an opera, and they had a canteen and everything else. And those were out of the archives, and that's closer to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're putting a spin on that the Germans did that purposely to fool everybody and invited the Red Cross in.
Not exactly.
So,
Dan, listen, Dan, I appreciate your call, but I tell you what, I got a lot of other callers lined up here, so I got to move on. But thanks for that information. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to Mark in Idaho. Mark, are you there?
Oh, great one.
Mark Glenn. I didn't even make the connection that it was Mark Glenn in Idaho. Mark, welcome aboard.
How are you doing?
I
jumped right on your assignment for the music for that piece, and I'm going to have to plagiarize a little bit here, but you know the song Havana Gila, I think is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I figure, why if it ain't broke, why fix it, right? Okay. So all we have to do is modify some of the words to the effect of Carter, the evil Carter, the evil Carter, the evil boy, darn it.
I may just have to have you write a new theme song for this program.
While I've got you on the phone.
Yes.
This Friday, I think on Mark Dankoff's show, he's going to have a very important guest on, and it's her name is Nahla Al-Aryan. She's the wife of Dr. Sammy Al-Aryan. I wrote about his story in American Free Press for this week.
Yes, I heard about this. This is excellent. This is going to be on Mark Dankoff's show on Friday right here on RBN.
Yes, and then I believe the following day on Saturday, our good friend Hisham Talawi is going to have her on as well. And she's going to be recounting what was done to this man by our Zionist-run government, the fact that he was investigated for 12 years and was acquitted of 8 of the charges that were brought against him, and the remaining 9 resulted in hung juries that were in his favor by a ratio of 10 to 2. And yet these dirty, low-down, thieving, lying crooks in our Justice Department tricked him into pleading guilty to one lesser charge so that at least he could go back to his family, whom he has not seen for 4 years. And now he remains in jail for another 18 months. So Friday morning, his wife is going to be on, and she's going to be recounting what has happened to her family. And then, as I said, Saturday afternoon, Hisham is going to have her on. So I'd like to encourage everybody to participate. It's a very important story.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is just one of many, many other cases of these trumped-up charges against people over this issue. It's all stemming from the post 9/11 period, where they can basically charge you with with treason, with essentially with treason, without any grounds for it whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, the moral of this story is that if you're a Palestinian and a Muslim, you're better off being a terrorist, because if you're eloquent and if you're soft-spoken and intelligent, as Dr. Al-Aryan was, then they're going to destroy you.
Yeah, this is, I don't know how many people from the Middle East I've talked to over the past several years who have since left the United States or are on the verge of leaving the United States because, you know, it's sad, they came here because they valued what they perceived to be as the freedoms of this country. And you know, and in some cases they actually were in trouble in their own country or were potentially in trouble in their own countries. And yet once they get here to the United States, they find that promise of quote-unquote liberty is anything but. And if anything, it's a promise of a jail cell.
That's right.
So yeah, it's a pretty scary situation. So that's Mark Dankoff's show on Friday,
and then
Hester Talawi's show on Saturday.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great.
Right.
And you're gonna have a piece for American Free Press on that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I just submitted it today. So let's keep our fingers crossed, and maybe it'll make its way in there.
All right. Well, I'm going to get my blue pencil out and run down to the American Free Press office tomorrow and rewrite that story, Mark.
All right. Take care. Keep up the
support. All right. Listen, incidentally, Mark.
Yes, how's
you can tell the children that their friend is in residence.
Oh, good. So you passed inspection.
I passed inspection. All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
All right. That's Mark Glenn, who's now a columnist for American Free Press. And, of course, he has his own website at crescentandcross.com. All right. Let's go to Stash in Massachusetts. Stash, are you there?
Oh, hello, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Good. I hope I'm not moving too far off topic, but
well, there's no topic here tonight, so you talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I was wondering your feelings, or if anybody had previously called in about the stories about the massive theft of sophisticated technology to China, or sales.
Well, I tell you what. Now that's interesting, because now are you referring to a story that was actually in the news today?
Because no.
I wondered if there was something in the news today, because that story is something that has been around for a long, long time. But
yes.
What's interesting about what I know about that story is that a lot of the what is attributed to thefts by the Chinese, if you look carefully behind the scenes, you'll find that while in fact the Chinese did in fact get a lot of this technology, it's not just conventional military technology, but also nuclear technology, you will find that our very good friend and ally Israel was often in many cases the middleman. They were the ones who actually transferred American technology to China. So while I'm sure there were Chinese spies and Chinese industrial espionage specialists and military espionage specialists stealing secrets, the Chinese got it handed directly to them, in many cases directly from the Israelis. And, of course, that's something that you're not supposed to discuss.
I was thinking also of old cases like the theft of that Promise software.
Exactly.
And Maxwell.
Yeah, I mean, this has happened time and time again, you know. And of course, the other thing which people don't want to discuss, and it's very interesting, you'll find a lot of even the neoconservatives here in Washington, these pro-Israel neoconservatives, they will rattle the saber at Red China and say, oh, the Chinese are stealing our technology, the Chinese are building up their military force. And yet, for 20 years, the biggest supplier of weaponry to Red China was the State of Israel.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is something that Jane's Defense Weekly, the big authoritative military analysts, they've written about it. It's been written about in some of the big journals, like the publication of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, all sorts of fancy places. But it's not been widely discussed in the mass media in America. You know, it gets mentioned in the Washington Post and in the Washington Times on occasion, but I never hear Dan Rather talking about it. or any of these other talking heads on television. I don't hear them doing somersaults like they're doing about the Iranians allegedly supplying the Iraqi insurgents with weapons. That's again one of these no-no topics.
Oh yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. When I was writing my book on the Kennedy assassination and came across the connection of Israel and Red China, it wasn't like something that I just discovered all on my own. I mean, had already been written about in books by one book by Richard Deacon, a British intelligence professional. His real name was McCormick, but he wrote under the pen name Richard Deacon. He pointed out that the Israelis and the Red Chinese were engaged in joint nuclear bomb research going back to the late 1950s and early 1960s. But yet no one says anything about that.
I'm not aware of that one. I did read the two by Gordon Thomas. And,
yeah, Gordon Thomas writes about it as well, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I think Ben Menashe, who was a...
Harry Ben Menashe, that's exactly right. Another very interesting source. I guess he's dead now. But Gordon Thomas's book, Gideon's Spies, and his book, Seeds of Fire, get into that topic. Dash, we got the break coming up. I'm going to have to move on. Thanks for your call. I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, take care.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the hour.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. Hard to believe it's already been an hour, but it's going by fast. Okay, we have Jim in Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Good. It's a good thing you mentioned your buddies Huff Schmidt Berlin and Daryl Bradford Smith, because I'm getting ready to volunteer to write a hit piece for them on you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, and here's how it would go. They would say, did you know that Michael Collins Piper is chairman of the board of the Simon Wiesenthal Center? He's managing editor of the Forward newspaper. He's a close personal friend and confidant of Edgar Bronfman. He's a senior advisor to Morris Deeds of the SPLC, and on and on and on. And this is the way those people operate.
You forgot to mention one thing. On at least one occasion, I ate in the same restaurant on Capitol Hill as did Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. Now, you really should mention that.
You're a close personal confidant, of course, according to Daryl Bradford Smith.
Yeah.
And a lifelong friend and an illegitimate son of the Baron Rothschild, I might add.
Well, I tell you what, the illegitimate sons of the Rothschilds, of which there are many, have far greater financial rewards than I do. So I, what can I tell you?
Well, I was just going over how the boys do their hit pieces, and this is the stuff they throw out. And hey, it works to some extent. You have to agree to that.
Oh yeah,
I read them every day, Mike. I read everybody every day.
You know, the thing is, if in the old days I spent so much time, I read at least three newspapers a day, and then I'm on the internet and I check out websites on the internet, and then I pick up a few magazines for dinner, and someday I'm just gonna spend a whole day without reading anything. I'm gonna relax, and then it's a wonder I don't have more headaches than I do.
Well, the thing that bugs me about Daryl Bradford Smith is he lives in France, supposedly, in some little 17th century farmhouse, and France is more Jewish control than the United States could ever be. They have been for about 100 years before we were, and he sits there and tries to pretend that, well, I can't say this because somebody might get mad at me, and I can't say that. You either speak the truth or shut up. That's the way I always look at it.
Well, the very fact that he's allowed to continue to operate while sitting right there in France, if indeed he is there,
that speaks
is
volume.
Very interesting in and of itself. I mean, you know, people often say, well, why are you allowed to say what you do or write what you're allowed to write? Well, it's because we still do have a modicum of freedom of expression, in the sense that you can't actually crack down on people yet for writing some of the things that I say and do. But in fact, a lot of the stuff that is coming from Smith and Huffschmidt is in fact illegal in France, and yet they're allowed to continue to operate. And I find that very, 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 very interesting.
It's not interesting. It's suspicious, because the only reason they're allowed to do it is because they skirt the issue. They never come out with a firm statement. This is the way it is. And, you know, I'll stand by this. It's always, well, I can't really talk about that, and I have no opinion on that. You have to have an opinion on something.
Well, God's going to get them. I know that much, yeah. Jim. All right.
All right. Just thought, hey, if you see a piece on you, I might have helped write it for the boys, because I know exactly how they operate.
All right, Jim.
All right.
You have a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to the callers we couldn't bring up. We will be here tomorrow night, though, God willing. And ideally, all things being equal, I'm going to have some very interesting information for you. I hope that happens every evening, but tomorrow night in particular. All right, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper signing off. If I gave you a headache, you know what to do. Take headache, stay gone. The all-natural cure for headaches. Stay tuned for more good programming ahead, right here on RBNLive.com.